now, Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to Fort Recovery versus Salina here on Fort Recovery Radio. And we are just getting the game started. Botin pitching to Quinn Andrew. No balls, two strikes, both taken. Bo on the mound tonight for the Indians. That one's fly ball into right field near the line. Riggs comes over, has it for out number one. One up, one down for the Salina Bulldogs.
Sorry, had the wrong microphone on. We had some technical problems again. Chuck has us fixed, and we're in good shape now. So should be all set here. One out, and first pitch to Nick Steinbrenner is a ball outside. Botin looks in, gets a sign, comes to the plate. Bouncer, Brock over at third, over to first. And that is two outs now. Two up, two down for the Salina Bulldogs here in the top half of inning number one. They're coming in with what I have is a 15-10 record. There may be some games that didn't get on there, but that's approximately where they are. And with this being a non-league game, it doesn't make a whole bunch of difference anyway. So now that brings Dylan Feaster to the plate. Jones on deck. That one's high. Two balls, no strikes. Botin on the mound for the Indians. Looks in, gets his sign, two outs. Base is empty. Bo comes to the plate. Looked like it might have caught that corner, but no. Three balls, no strikes. Botin, his last time out, pitched a great game. I think he had a one-hitter, something like that. That one's a called strike. He was taken all the way. Three balls, no strikes. So now it's three balls and a strike. Again, two outs. Base is empty. First two out for the Salina Bulldogs. That's a swing and a miss. Three balls, two strikes. Full count now to Feaster. Jones on deck. And strike three. So three up, three down for the Salina Bulldogs here in the top of the first. We'll be back with the Indians half right after this.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Welcome back. We're here at, we're calling it Noel Metzger Field. Not sure if that's even close to the actual name or if there ever was an actual name for it, but it'll be for the Indians. It's going to be Pretty much the basics we've had for the last 10 games or so. Troy, Landon, Cole, and Marcus leading it off for the Indians. And let me see if I can find the pitcher, Alstetter, I believe. Andrew. Quinn Andrew is going to be the pitcher for the Salina Bulldogs. And looks like we're just about ready to go here in the bottom of the first. The Bulldogs went out 1-2-3 in their half. Troy Homan's going to step up. And if you've been listening and or out here at the games, this would be our seventh game in 9 days. So a third of our season we've played since last Monday. So I think this would, I think there's one other one that tomorrow would be, I think, the ninth, eighth game. So yeah, we basically had a third of the season between last Monday and tomorrow night. So Harold here now. How was work?
Hey Harold, busy Neil, busy. That's love busy.
Probably good.
Yep, always like busy.
Yep. So Troy takes that one, a ball and a strike. Sorry, I was jibber jabbering while the
jibber jabbering
came along. But
no score in the first. I take it.
Correct. They went pop up to Riggs in right field, two hopper to Brock at third, and a strikeout.
So, perfect. Troy fouls one off. 1-2.
Yep. You want to do that? I didn't get their all their first names in there. And
that's okay.
But you can get them off of that. And I thought I had all guys, but I think the next guy.
That ball's hit pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Up and back, but yeah, it's going to hang out. Nice play by the center fielder.
It turned him around a little bit.
Yeah, hit the ball hard there.
Here's the roster. But
okay.
I think the next guy up for Salina is one that I don't have the first name.
Okay.
This is the roster from the beginning
Xander
of the season.
Goons.
Yep. Okay, yep. So it was there.
We're going to fly out to number 8. If you're scoring at home, Troy, first out of the inning. Landon Post coming to the plate. Kel Rimmel on deck. Indians coming off a big win on Saturday. Beating St. Mary.
Yep.
9-0.
Yeah.
Pitching was fantastic. Alex Deuce, 10 strikeouts.
Yeah.
5 solid innings.
And we've been hitting the ball the last.
Much better, yes.
Yeah. Except for the Wapakoneta game. We have hit the ball well since we had that week off with the pouring rain.
Yep.
And now you never know how you're going to come back from that.
We came back
and hit the ball.
Pitched a little outside 1-1.
At New Bremen and every game after that.
Line drive, base hit into left field.
There we go,
Landon. Attaboy.
Earlier in the season, those were right at somebody.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, Cale is one that it took him till right at last week to get his swing.
He's starting to hit pretty
and
good.
He just hit the ball well.
Hit the ball pretty well.
He just didn't get his timing down. It just was and when he would, it'd be right at somebody. He's had some great at bats the last 5-6 games here. I like our lineup. I like what we're doing. Our pitching's staying
good.
Starting
to get things figured out here, Coach Hine. Runner goes. Landon down to second, and he is dead.
Yep. It's a really good throw.
Pretty good throw by the catcher there.
And I believe he is a freshman.
Is that right?
Yep. That's
pretty good.
I think that's Scott Steinbrenner's son. It might, be his nephew, but I think that one's his son. And a freshman catcher, and he's pretty good. He looked pretty good that first game that we played against him over in Salina back 500 years ago.
Yes, that's the first game of the year, wasn't it?
Our first game. Actually, I think it was their first game, too. I think they had one scheduled on the Saturday, but it didn't get played, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long way back
Nick
from the
Steinbrenner is the catcher. Bye.
Yep.
Scott's always been hell. He always helped out there in Salina coaching.
Yes.
He was a great coach.
Yep. A great player. Played softball
Fantastic
over here on Friday
player.
Nights for a long time.
Yeah, played against him a few years.
And then we get to see him in the winter as a basketball official.
Yeah, does a good job there, too.
Yes, he does. He's just a good guy. Scott's one of my favorite people.
Quinn Andrews, the pitcher.
Yep. I think his dad might be one of the assistant coaches, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Hit pretty hard to right field. Right fielder going back. It's going to make the play, though. Well, the ball, we hit the ball well.
Yep.
But nothing to show for it.
Yep.
After one inning, we got one run, or we got one hit in the ending, no runs. After one complete, we got no score.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Yep, we're back here with Bo Tin on the mound, top of the second. No score in the first by either team. Each team went down 1-2-3, although Landon got on a base hit and got thrown out, going to second on a steal. So right now it's each team went down basically 1-2-3.
Mm-hmm.
So is this Xander Jones? Is that who we have here?
I think it is. Yep. Xander Jones, a sophomore.
Yep, first pitch a little outside and maybe low. One ball, no strikes. Let's go, Bo, throw strikes like you were doing the other day.
Good pitch, line drive right at the shortstop. Alex Deuce loves it, picks it up.
Yep.
One away.
He did have to squat down a little bit.
He did have to move just a smidge.
Just squat down just a little to get that. That's about it.
Line out to six, first out of the inning. Looks like we got
Jack Hassan.
Hassan.
Yep.
All right.
Left-handed batter.
Another sophomore. Young class, young team.
Yes. I was talking to Coach Dorner a little bit. He said, he said they have two seniors, two freshmen, a junior or two, and the rest are
tough
sophomores.
Shot up the middle of base hit. Jack's on with a single.
Yep. So they're looking, and he said the eighth grade team was 8-2, I think, or maybe they went undefeated in the seventh grade.
Yeah, eighth grade was undefeated. They
yep,
were good.
Yep. One of the other was undefeated, and the other one was basically yep. undefeated. So they are not, the cupboard is not bare in Savannah.
No. Zach, what's that, Gruber?
Yep.
Is our hitter?
Gruber, G-R-E-B-E-R-E-S.
Gruber, yeah. I'll put Zach.
Sorry, you're.
All right.
I had to write it today. Sorry.
Mine ain't no better. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, but you can read yours.
Barely. I can read it. You can't.
Yeah. I keep going back and forth from the scorebook to the roster so I can
actually read it. That's what it means. Yeah. Make sure I got the right people here. Big Bo winds and pitches. A little outside. One ball, one strike. On Gruber. Ground ball, hit and run. Bo's got to make the play over to first. Got it. Good job by Kendrick.
Yeah, Bo came off the mound really well. I thought that was going to have to be played by the shortstop.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have been stealing, I think he'd have got him.
Yeah, yes, he easily would have had him
at second base.
Yeah, he was probably only 10 feet from the base running at full speed by the time Bo had it, so he had to go to first.
That moves Hanson up. That was a fielder's choice. 1-2-3. Second out. This is... Brady Steinbrenner.
Yep. He's a big boy for a freshman.
He's a freshman.
I think that is Scott's nephew.
Nephew?
Yep. Yep.
Well, a little curveball strike.
Off of
0-2.
Either the catcher's helmet or the umpire's helmet and or face mask. It was a little clunk after the...
It did have a little clunk in
there. Yeah, but neither one of them's flinching, so that's good. We've had a couple of times where the umpire said, hey, you want to go out and talk to your pitcher for a minute? Let me walk this
while
one.
My arm comes down. Good pitch. Strike three.
Good
curveball. Okay, swing ends the inning. In the inning for Salina, they get one hit, no runs after one and a half. No score.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back at it here. Looks like the first three hitters are going to be Marcus Garkey, Riggs, Toby, and Kendrick Wendell for the Indians, and hopefully many more. Good first inning. Hit the ball hard. You know what? Didn't get anything for it. Nice pickoff by the caught stealing on land and post by the catcher, Mr. Steinbrenner. Cale hit one hard to right, and Troy hit one hard to left. Both nice plays by Salina. Full start. Swing and a foul, Marcus. Strike one. He likes that high fastball. Quinn Andrews on the mound for Salina. Pitch. Right on the hands. Could be a tough play here. Oh, yep. He touched it, too. That makes it a fair ball, and that's base hit on my book.
That had so much English on it, it almost backed
that
up on,
like, yeah, on the cue ball there, no doubt.
Looked like a pitching wedge from about 85 yards by one of the
baby
professional golfers.
Poor third baseman had no chance.
Yep, when it hit that ground, you had no idea where that ball was going to go. And it
probably his best bet there would have been to leave it alone, but yeah, when you're charging, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Too tough. Brings Riggs Toby to the plate. Leadoff single for Marcus. Got a small lead over there. Throw over, not in time.
Marcus has stolen a base or two here and there. I doubt, since we got Landon thrown out, I doubt he...
I would think we're going to bunt here and move him over, is what I think. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Pretty good bunt there, and that's going to be a tough play. Coming hard down the line. Got him.
That was a bang, bang play at first base. But
well done. Yeah. Good sacrifice by Riggs Toby. Moved Marcus up to second.
And was all just maybe a half a step or less away from being safe.
Great play by the pitcher. That brings Kendrick to the plate. Looking for an RBI here.
I'll vote for that.
I like that. Kendrick has came up clutch a few times. Say Henry game in particular. Walk off base hit. Oh, hanging curveball. He waited on it pretty good. Just missed it.
Just saw my message from Calpe. He's going to try to get here tonight. But
is he?
Said he'll be tardy for sure.
I was definitely going to be a little tardy too. So,
but right now he is planning to be there tomorrow. So right now,
good.
Bubba and
they're both in. Like I said, I may go if it depends on what the work does. I'd like to go. I like to watch the game. I think it's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Slow roller to the short. Shortstop makes a play over to third. No. Back to first. Not in time. Shortstop kind of went to his right on that one and looked over it. Marcus got a good jump. He knew he couldn't get him. Went, tried to go back to first, but it was too late. Kendrick was motoring down the line. I'm going to give him a hit. It was Devin Hall, tough play for the shortstop. Kendrick's now on first. Marcus is on third. We got one out in the inning. Alex Deuce, the shortstop, your hitter. Come on, Alex. We got to get him in here.
Yep. He's had a couple of times where he's had some really good hitting streaks.
Yep. We need a ground ball to the right side here just to get a run in. A little outside. Ball one. First and third, one out. Alex Deuce, your hitter. Bo 10 on deck. Swing and a miss by Alex. Evens the count at one. Kendrick, pretty good lead. Outside, throw down to third, not in time. Got a good arm.
That catcher couldn't wait to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, that's pretty confident. That's a big throw. You make a bad throw there, that's a cost you a run. He's got confidence in his arm.
Threw a bullet.
Yep. Two balls and a strike. Alex took that one. Here's the pitch. Bunted down the first base line. Oh, beautiful bunt. If it stays fair, it did. And that is an RBI. Sacrifice RBI for Alex Deuce. Yep. Nice job.
Yep, Andrew played it on the first baseline and tagged Alex, but yep. Run scores. Run Kendrick scores. Moves to second.
Kendrick moves to second. We're looking good.
Bo 10's looking good here.
Bo 10 wants to help himself here.
Yep.
Two away in the inning now. Port Recovery dents the scoreboard. Making it 1-0. A little high fastball. Bo stays off of it. Ball one.
Stay hot, Bo.
Stay hot is right. Am I off?
No, yeah. I just turned the.
Oh, okay.
Turned the microphone volumes down a little because we were distorting. But
oh, okay.
I turned the headphone volume back up here, so I think we're okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
Two balls and a strike. Shot foul down the right field line.
Into the big old tree down there.
Two balls and a strike. Kendrick getting a big jump. He needs to. He needs to score on a hit here.
Yep. But we don't want a big enough lead off that he gets picked off before
yep.
a pitch to the plate. So just want to be right where you need to be.
Which yes,
is
sir.
About right where he is. Nobody's.
Pitch throw back. I got him hung out.
Yep.
And he's out.
Yep. The second baseman sneaked over. I'm sure there was a signal from the catcher. And they threw back and got him. And
that's third out of the inning. And the Indians in the inning get two hits, one run. After two complete, Indians lead it 1-0.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617,
for all your automotive needs.
We're back.
We're back at it.
I dozed off for just a second.
That'll happen once in a while. First three hitters for Celine will be Carter Alstater, Blaine Aller, and then back to the top of the lineup with Quinn Andrew. Boatin on the mound here in the top of the third.
Pitching
so far so good. Yeah. So far so good.
Hasn't quite been as great as he was the last time out, but that's...
Yep, swing and a miss.
That was really, really great. So
nice low fastball, good pitch.
Yep.
Carter liked the looks of it. Second pitch outside. Evens a count of 1-1. Alstater, another sophomore. This line's going to have a good ball club here in the next couple of years.
Yes, they have a good ball club this year.
Yeah,
I told Coach Dorn, I said, you know, with Defiance outside in there, they could win the state championship in a year or two, and not win the WBL.
Yeah,
because the
ball
Defiance
three,
is just
3-1,
such an outstanding program.
Popped up. I think they're going to have room here, maybe. Bo makes the play.
Yep.
Bo took about three looks at Marcus, said, "You getting this?"
Marcus didn't see it.
Marcus like, "I don't know where it's at." And
yep. Marcus took him a while to start getting there.
Yep. Pop out in the number one.
And Kendrick was kind of around there, too, but Bo had by far the best
look shot at it.
I'm not sure that should have been his if all three of them
pretty
saw it.
Pretty good hands there. Pretty good hands at the end to catch that. Number nine, hitter Blaine Aller. Ground ball, slow roller to short or to second base. Not in time. Yep.
Kendrick went over to make the play.
Yeah, we kind of got mixed up there.
He started back to first, but he didn't have time to get there. And
I'm going
to
give him a base hit on that.
Yep. Bo maybe should have gotten over there, but I'm not sure he could outrun the batter.
Pretty quick.
So that has been three
puts
guys
on,
running
one
into
out
each
in the
other.
Inning. Quinn Andrew flied out to that right field. This is his first time up.
Yep, Riggs made a play right on the first baseline.
Thought I heard you say that. Runner goes. Curveball, throw down. Oop, it's got a shot. No, I don't think he had the ball.
Yep. The umpire looked and looked and looked, I think.
So Aller moves up to second. Aller's got some wheels. He's quick.
Yep.
Quinn Andrew trying to help himself.
One out. We got to hold him at second base.
Keep him there, maybe. Maybe we can do a pickoff play. There's the pitch. A little high. Two balls, no strikes.
Landon is closer to first than he is to second. So we must be thinking this guy's going to push it. A little bit to slap it to the right side.
Tell you what, we are way back. Ball inside.
Yep.
Third base. Brock's way back behind.
Yep.
He bunts down third baseline, we're done.
Yep. Now Kendrick is right on the edge of the grass.
Yeah, but he's kind of playing for the bunt. I guess they're hoping on Bo. Bo's got a cover.
Well, I'm sure they don't want to bunt down third baseline because that's where the runner's going to want to go.
And ball four.
That could be a problem. So, walks him. Was that's that four pitches? Did he get a strike on there?
No, he did not. Runner's the first
on, Bo.
And second now.
Bear down.
Looks like the catcher. Nick Steinberg. Nick, I think, grounded out to short, looks like.
Yep.
First time up.
Might have been to...
Got a force out now.
Might have been to Brock. I think it was Brock. But might not
strike
have
one.
It down right. There we go.
Good pitch by Bo. Pretty big lead down there in second, too. If you got to play, it might be worth trying, but... Landon is way over. So
Landon, like I say, he's even closer to first base now than he was over the last batter.
So it's got to be shortstop. Nice scoop.
Ooh.
Boy,
he was that
this guy
runner at second was
second.
So
he's
far
to third.
Down, but Landon was where he was playing, and Alex wasn't. He was where he was supposed to be playing, but he could have run over there. If he could outrun him, we could have got that guy picked off.
If Aller keeps getting that, he's going to take a jump and steal that base easy.
Oh.
Pop foul.
Landon has moved almost he's probably closer to second than he usually is now. So he's moved way back over there.
Yeah.
So maybe we're going to try.
I think they are thinking he's not going to bunt anymore.
Yep. And maybe try to get him.
We got one out in the inning.
Get him over at second. Landon's sneaking back over there.
Mm. Curveball popped up. That should be an infield fly rule, I think.
Yep.
Batter is out. Yep.
Yep.
So he's going to pop out.
I didn't get a chance to see the umpire, so I don't know who's
doing
umpiring
right
today, and I can't tell at all.
Can't either.
Could be somebody I know pretty well and just can't tell. Dylan Feaster.
Dylan Feaster. He's a senior.
If I remember,
Dylan,
we're up here with Tom from the Standard. Do you have their stats memorized from the Daily Standard? I believe Feaster is one of the top batters in the area.
Yeah,
Feaster, pretty good hitter.
I believe he's a sophomore, maybe.
No, he's a senior.
He's a senior.
Yep, okay,
he's a senior. Fly ball hit pretty well. Left fielder going back. Kale. Center fielder calls him off. Makes the play. Troy Holman. Nice job.
There we go.
In the inning, looks like they got one hit, no runs after two and a half. Indians lead it 1-0.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Welcome back. We're at Nordmetzger Field here in Fort Recovery.
And one of the best.
Salina Bulldogs. Indians scored in the bottom half of the second. Salina scoreless so far in the first, second, and third. Indians lead 1-0. Tomorrow, big tournament stuff
tournament
going on for the Indians.
Sir.
Baseball at Delphi St. John's. That's a sectional semifinal, our first game of the sectional. That'll be a 5 o'clock start, and that'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. Softball will be playing at Minster, or versus Minster, at Wapakoneta. That's the district semifinal. And that's a 4 p.m. start, and that will be a WPGW broadcast.
Perfect.
And they will join they'll start their baseball broadcast when the softball game ends. They're starting an hour early, and they usually go a little quicker. So if you're listening on WPGW to the softball, they'll go directly to the baseball.
Hit pretty well.
Yep.
Going way back, all the way, just about the fence. He hauls it in. Botin got a bunch of that one.
Yep. Got it way up in the air. If that had been a line drive, it might have gone a long, long way. But,
yep.
But the center fielder.
Your hitter.
Yeah, he had plenty of time to get under that. Also on the tournament games, you have to buy your tickets online only, OHSAA.org/tickets. And they're $8, students and adults. Up until 2 o'clock the day of the game. If it's after 2 o'clock, those tickets are $10 each. So if you're just one person, that's not a big deal. If you're taking a group of people to the game, it costs you an extra $10 if you don't get them ahead of time. So you want to get them ahead of time. 2 o'clock is the cutoff time on the day of the game. So
absolutely. Save yourself a hot dog.
Yeah. Yep.
There you go.
Two balls and a strike to Brock. I'll let you get back to
Brock
calling the game here.
Yes, sir. 2-1. Botin hit that ball hard. The wind's kind of blowing in a little bit from right to left.
Yep, and so he got
kind of hung it up a little bit.
Pretty far up in the air, too, but
He
definitely hit it hard.
Our guys have been hitting the ball. Brock had some trouble earlier. He's been hitting the ball well the last several days. And
right back at us. Strike foul. Two balls, two strikes.
If necessary, Tom would have had that, wouldn't you, Tom?
Yeah, you cover me on this. Two balls, two strikes. One out in the inning. Troy Homan on deck, the leadoff hitter. Swing and a miss. Mm. High heat. Got him. Okay, swinging for Brock. Second out of the inning. Back to the top of the order. Troy Homan.
Well, we had several two-out rallies last week. Let's get one going here.
Why not? Let's have another one.
Yep.
I like it.
I think two of them were with nobody on base with two outs, and we scored a run or two. And another one, we had a guy on base with two outs and still scored a run or two. So
still get some, yeah.
We can just start doing that now. Looks like a lot of gaps out there in the outfield. And Troy can hit them.
Salina's coming in with a record, what, 15-10?
Yep.
That's a good ball club.
That's approximate. I got it off the WPL website.
Who do they play first? Lexington?
On Friday.
Wow.
That's what Coach Dorner said.
Did they get any seeds or anything?
I'm not sure.
I think he said they got a first-round bye, I believe.
They did get a bye.
Said.
Okay.
I'm not surprised at all.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a...
All right, Troy. Come on, baby. Strike. Two balls and a strike. Bottom of the third. Indians lead it 1-0.
Yep, let's add on here, Troy.
Swing and a miss.
2-2.
Like a little hanging curveball there, a changeup, something. Yep,
looked pretty good.
Off speed. Two balls, two strikes.
I'm wondering if, since they don't have a game till Friday, don't have one scheduled, wonder if he's going to try several different pitchers and let them get a little work in.
Pop foul.
Over the third base dugout.
South Adams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did say they're playing at Salina, yeah. So, yep.
It's good. Landon Post on deck.
So they'll get pitchers won't be sitting for a week, so that's good.
Two balls, two strikes on Troy. Get us going here, Troy. Little low. Good eye.
That's full close.
Count. That was close.
Yep.
That's a good leadoff hitter. Takes a lot of pitches. Works his pitcher. Tell you what, Troy kind of settled into that leadoff spot about 2 weeks into the season, and he's pretty comfortable there.
Yep.
He's done a great job. And time call.
And we're pretty comfortable with him there, too. So works out pretty well.
Him and Landon have been having a lot of fun here lately.
Yes. Yeah. They are really good at getting on base somehow.
Yep. Got him with the old outside fastball. Cade swinging. No runs, no hits. After three complete, Indians still lead it 1-0.
It's that time of year again. The Trinity Lutheran Church is having their annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 12th from 3:30 to 7. They have all your favorite flavors, peach, pineapple, maple nut, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Besides their awesome homemade ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, Coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And don't forget to take home an extra half gallon or two of their delicious homemade ice cream. Don't miss it, the Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 3:30 to 7 on Sunday, June 12th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. The church with beautiful Caroline bells.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Nordmetzger Field. Indians leading 1-0 after three complete. Salina coming to bat, top of the fourth inning. Who do we have there, Fee?
Xander Jones is going to lead it off for the Bulldogs. Xander hit a line drive right at Alex Deuce. He didn't have to move at all.
Oh, yeah, that's the one he just kind of bent down about a foot.
Just a foot down and had to get it. Ball one. Both 10 been pretty good so far.
Yes. Hasn't been lights out, but he's been very good.
Yep, been around there anyhow. Ground ball to short again. Tough play. Ooh, bad hop.
Yeah, it did take a weird hop.
Great play by Alex Dew.
First hop took a bounce to the left.
Went straight left, but he made a great play on his glove side and made a great throw on the run.
He did have time to adjust where he was going on that because he was kind of charging it a little bit and then had to go to his right.
That's a tough play. Nicely done.
Yes,
nicely done.
He made that look easy.
He did. Jack Hansen had a base hit first time, huh?
Go, Bo.
Bo's pitched. Curveball a little outside.
Yeah, it stayed outside a little. Go, Bo.
There's the pitch. Hassan. Little check swing. Grounder to short. Throw over. Got him. Good stretch by Kendrick.
Yep. Alex just charges.
Two up, two down.
That had the potential to make weird hops all the way there, and he just charged right at it.
He charged it, did a good job.
Yes, he did, and got him by about a half a step.
Zach Grieber coming up.
If Alex hadn't charged that, he wouldn't have gotten that guy.
That had been tough.
Yep.
Grieber hit into a fielder's choice last time.
Go, Bo.
Two down in the inning. Bo trying to have a quick inning here. A little low.
Two balls,
no strikes. Yeah.
That one didn't look too bad. Might have been just
close.
A little low. But yeah,
maybe a little low, yeah.
Yep, that's okay. That'll make this pitch look better. Oops.
That hurt. Yeah, it sounded like solid body.
Yep.
Marcus, did that hurt?
Yep. I think it caught him on the thigh.
Got a thigh shot there. 3-0. Got a battle back here.
Let's go, Bo. Don't lose this guy.
One at a time here, Bo.
I'd say he'll be taking this one, so might as well throw it right down the gut.
Hole number one, right down the middle. Yep. Strike one. Better do the same thing this time. Let him hit it.
Yep.
Three balls and a strike. Zach Grieber. Swing and a miss. Full count.
Way to battle back, Bo.
So far, so good. One more, Bo.
He's down three balls, no strikes. Now it's full count. He's ready to strike him out right here.
Slower roller. Going to be a tough play for Brock. Brock's got to charge it. He comes up firing, throws. Got him. Another nice play. Three up, three down for the Salina Bulldogs after 3.5. It is. Indians leading it 1-0.
Halfway through, aren't we?
We are. We're scooting right along.
Have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
We are back here at Ford Field, Norby Metzger Field. First three hitters for the Indians in the bottom of the fourth are going to be Landon Post, Cale Rimmel, and Marcus Garkey. Our 2-3-4 hitters. Landon had a base hit first time up and then got caught stealing at second. A great throw from the catcher. That was a fantastic inning in the bottom of the third or top of the fourth for the Indians. Landon hits one hard. It's going to be over the heads of the left and center fielders. Landon's opening it up, taking a look, pulls in with a stand-up double. Landon, two for two. Boy, he got that one. He hit that ball pretty good, right in a perfect spot. That brings Cale Ramel to the plate. Cale hit a hard fly ball out to the right fielder. Made a nice play on it to end the inning in the first. Interesting, Coach. Throwing some signs at Cale. And good start for the Indians. Quinn Andrew, the pitcher, eyes it up, fires to the plate. Cale with a bunt down the first baseline. Nicely done. Move Landon over on a sacrifice. That's good baseball there. One away. That brings Marcus Garkey to the plate. Runner third. We got to get him in. Marcus. Coach Doran's going to bring his infield in. Don't want to give him another run. Marcus Garkey with a base hit his first time up. Took a half swing there. Strike one. Couldn't pull back fast enough there. Well, haven't seen many squeezes yet for a Moss.
No. Is this where you do it? Just because of a game that doesn't matter?
Takes it outside. Nice play by the catcher, knocking it down.
Yep, that's two of them in a row that kind of...
Two in the dirt. He made a nice job on both of them.
Kept them out in front of him. Actually, by the time he got them, they were in fair territory, so they are not getting past.
One ball, one strike. Throw over. He's got him picked again.
Yep, caught him leaning.
Wow, that was that's not good.
Yep. The
three stealing.
I think he had been kind of watching Landon, and
second out of
the
inning.
When the pitcher gets to a certain point, Landon takes an extra step.
Yeah, he might have been going.
He got
there
to that
too.
Extra step and had Landon leaning the wrong way and got him picked off. So, Dunmain McKay
get
that two-out rally started.
Marcus, two balls and a strike. Two away. Promising start.
Yep.
But we got to start with two outs now.
I'm okay with that.
Yep. Strike foul. Coach Hank with a fumble. He bubbled it down there in third.
But he made
gotta
a nice play getting there.
I got to give him an error on that one.
Yep.
Good hustle.
But he made the effort.
But he did give us some effort. All right. Marcus, two balls, two strikes.
Hot hitting batter right now.
Popped. Foul, short end. Tough play by, nice play by the third baseman. He made a great try. Diving in, but couldn't get it.
Yep, right in front of their
new life for Marcus. Stays at two balls, two strikes.
Just about the only place you could put that in play where the pitcher, the catcher, and the third baseman could not get to it.
Yeah, not a one of them could get to it. They were all close.
Yeah.
Third baseman made a great effort. All right, Marcus, get it started. Andrews winds, pitches, curveball, ground ball to the third baseman. Comes up with it, fires over. Got him. In the inning, the Indians get a hit with no runs, nobody left on base. After four complete, Indians lead at 1-0.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
Hey, we're back here in North Metzger Field. We got a new pitcher, Wyatt Benn. Looks like he's going to step in. Botin did a great job.
Yes, he did.
Went 4 complete. Didn't give up any runs. A couple of hits. Nicely done.
Yep.
He's going to hand it over to Wyatt and say, keep it where it's at.
So I think maybe we're probably trying to get some pitchers a few innings here and there.
Yeah. I'd say you want to keep Bo just in case tomorrow night if you need him for an inning, maybe.
Yep. Because we have several guys that can either start or step in if they need to, because that's happened probably 5 or 6 games this year where somebody who had pitched a great game, their start before, comes out and lays an egg.
Yep, it's been happening.
And then the next guy that laid an egg the time before comes in and relieves, and he's lights out.
Yep. So we have hitter is Brady Steinbrenner.
I don't believe we've had maybe one game where two guys came in and weren't good at all. But for the most part, if one of them isn't there, the next guy is.
Yep.
And that's been strong for us all year.
What? 2 balls, and no strikes?
You know, we're playing Delphus tomorrow night in the tournament. That was the first team that had more than one earned run against us. I think that was our 4th game.
Pop foul down the right field line.
And going into that game, the first 3 games we had given up 1 earned run through the first 3 games with our pitching. And
we came out of the gate pretty good with the old pitching.
Yeah.
Had a couple, like you said. We had a couple bad outings, but for the most part, been really well. Pitch inside. 3 balls and a strike.
And fortunately, now our batting is getting there now. That was.
Yeah, we kind of had some dead bats there, too.
Yes, we did. And even when we had hit them strong, we were hitting them at.
Swing and a miss.
Ooh, big swing.
Full count.
Yep.
Brady Steinbrenner. On deck.
Let's go, Wyatt.
Carter Alstetter. Swing foul. Staying alive. Brady Steinbrenner battling.
Let's
Wyatt Benn's trying to win the battle here.
Yep. I think he will right here.
Wyatt says, I'm going to throw the fastball right down the middle. Line foul down the left field line. Hit that pretty hard.
He ripped that one good.
Yes, he did.
If that would have been fair, they'd just now be getting to it.
Didn't hurt nothing, though. Long strike.
Yep.
All right, Wyatt. Now give me some junk. Ball inside.
Yep.
Base on balls for Brady. Carter Alstetter comes to the plate. I would expect a bunt here. Rock Deuce moving in. John Dorner's going to put in a pinch runner.
Maybe when he bunts this, he's just going to pop it up to Wyatt, and Wyatt can just flip it over to Kendrick.
That'd be nice.
Catch that guy.
How about Zero? Who we got there?
I don't know, but it said Harris on his jersey, so I think it's somebody named Harris. Couldn't tell you.
All right. We got a pinch runner.
Yep.
We're figuring he's probably a JV player because he's not on our list.
Yeah, we have the original from
Rock
the first team
creeping in
roster.
Wyatt Benn. Wines, throws over to first. Not in time.
But made him dive down. So he got
Maggie Morgan a little bit.
Got to get him dirty. Got to get his uniform dirty.
Put mom to work tonight.
Good. Yep.
Pretty good lead. There's the pitch. Oh, he's swinging.
Wow.
All started with a full rip.
That was a full rip. And the runner at first acted like he was heading for second, but came back.
John goes through his signs. Allstetter back in. See what he's going to do this time. Brock Deuce ain't buying it. He's staying up. He is going. Throw down to first. Not in time.
Yep, catcher threw that one down there pretty quick.
One ball, one strike.
If nothing else, we're getting that kid's uniform dirty.
He's definitely getting dirty. Wyatt looks over, winds and pitches. Short fly ball right at Riggs. Nicely played. Riggs played him perfect.
Yep.
For the first out of the inning.
Flared into right field and hung up right there. Riggs didn't have to move much.
Didn't have to move too much. Fly out to number nine. First out. Blaine Aller, the number nine hitter, got on last time with a base hit. Stole second. I think he got to third, but that's about as far as he got. There's the bunt. Ooh, that's going over the top of us. That was a bad bunt.
That was a heck of a bunt.
He hit that one long.
If that had gone the other way, it might have gone out of the infield.
Yeah. Hit pretty far for a bunt.
Well, let's have him do that again, but pop it up where Wyatt can just...
Somewhere where we can catch it.
Grab it and throw it over to first and double that guy off.
Number nine hitter's probably bunting again. Nope. Swing away. Popped up. Wyatt calls it.
Calls everybody off.
Yep. Got it himself. Good job. Pop out to one.
Runner never moved off of first base.
Nope. Back to the top of the order. Quinn Andrew trying to help himself here. I could see a steal here. What do you think, Neil?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Dorner is one of those manufacturer run, especially in a low-scoring game.
Anyway, you can get one.
I wouldn't be surprised, but we'll just see what Marcus can do if he decides to do that.
Runner, ew. Took off, but Wyatt backed off. He stopped.
Yeah, I don't know if he was just faking that.
Faking a run there. He looked like he might be going.
Yeah, it sure did. But, you know, Troy and Landon do that all the time.
That's true.
Take three quick steps and stop. We'll see.
Throw over. Not a very big lead, so.
Yeah. Wyatt's just saying, we know you're there.
Two away.
Just remember, we're watching you.
Wyatt, let's battle our way out of this thing here.
Yep.
Quinn Andrew.
Yep, did the same thing there.
Flied out to right field, and he had a base on balls his last time, huh?
Yeah, that runner at first took two or three quick
ball
steps and then went on back, so don't know.
There goes the runner. Popped into right field. Riggs Toby's got a beat on it, and he's got it.
Job, Riggs.
In the inning for Salina, they get no runs on no hits, one base on balls, one man left on after 4.5. Indians still lead it, 1-0.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
We are back here, bottom of the fifth. Indians lead it 1-0. Been a great ball game so far. Both pitchers doing a nice job. Wyatt Benn came in, relief for Bo Tin last inning. Got him out. No runs. Walked one runner. Not too bad. And as it happens a lot, the guy that makes the last out of the inning on defense gets to lead off the inning, and that's Riggs Tobey. Riggsy had a sacrifice his first time up. Kendrick Wendell on deck. Indians looking to add on here a little bit.
Yeah.
Give Wyatt a little comfort room maybe or something.
One run lead against this team is not huge by any stretch of the imagination.
Not at all. Even with the good pitching.
Yep.
Strike one right down the
middle. So far we've been able to hold them, but that is not a given with this team.
Nope. Riggsy trying to lead us off here. Line drive, base hit into center field. Good start.
Riggs is still hitting the ball pretty well.
Seeing the ball well. That's good.
And they are dropping in there now. We had a stretch there for a while where we hit the ball pretty decent
through most
of the lineup, and it just we could never get one through.
Kendrick Wendell.
The last base hit last time. Since last Monday, since we got to play again after a week, we've been hitting the ball well.
Riggsy. Pitch is high. Kendrick last time, I think, tried to sacrifice bunt and ended up with a base hit. So he had the perfect bunt.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That was a good one.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Evens the count at 1-1 to Kendrick. Kendrick got to second, and then he got picked off. Salinas had some pretty good moves. Kendrick calls time.
Yep, and that's probably a good thing for us because maybe we've usually been pretty aggressive and big leads and daring people to come at us. And if we play long enough in the tournament, we'll find somebody
there goes.
With a great
ground
pitcher.
Ball right to short. Shortstop's going to step on the bag, close to second, on to first. Double play. That was bad and unfortunate.
He's safe at second.
Did he call him safe?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. He did call him safe at second. Looked like he made a nice play. Actually, I think the shortstop, I thought he was going to take it himself, and then he flipped it to the second baseman at the end. Maybe he didn't have it quite handled, but he did throw it over to first and got him. Coach, so that's kind of a sacrifice, I believe.
Coach Dorner is trying to get his explanation there, and the umpire gives it to him. And
I don't know if that.
And he's talking to his shortstop and the second baseman. Hey, did you?
Yeah, second baseman. I'm sure he's telling his shortstop, that's all you, because he was right there. Mm-hmm. He was about a foot away from the second baseman before he flipped it. But we got Riggs at second base.
Well, that's good.
Yep. So we go 6-4-3 for now.
Landon steps back in.
And we got Alex.
Oh, Alex.
Alex Deuce, the hitter. Yep. Runner at second.
I just saw a skinny kid.
Yep. Popped out. First baseman's calling it. He's coming in. He's got it for the second out of the inning. Popped out to the first baseman.
Yeah, about 5 or 10 feet into foul territory.
And that will bring Wyatt Benn, who's going to hit for Bo Tin.
Wyatt has had some nice at-bats.
Yes, he has. He's really impressed me with his bat this year.
He's had some streaks where he's just hit. And he's
hit
some long, deep ones, too. Not quite
time
out of
call.
The,
didn't like it.
Not out of the yard, but he's put some near the fence. If he can find a gap where those guys can't get to it, can't run it down.
Just need a base hit here.
Yep.
Fouled off.
Hit the plate, came up and hit him in the shoulder.
Yes, sir.
Just bumped him in the shoulder, we'll call it. Not really hit him.
Not too bad. One strike.
That probably wouldn't even hurt me.
That killed you, Neil.
I would act like it.
Wyatt looking to help himself here with a base hit. Riggsy out at first, or out at second. Pretty good lead. Floating curveball, couldn't quite get it down.
Yeah, it didn't drop down enough.
One ball, one strike.
6 or 8 inches still too high on that one. But
come on, Wyatt. We need you hit.
Pretty interesting pitch.
Find yourself a hole here.
Yep.
Ball out. It gets away from the catcher.
That's the first
Greg
one.
Greg will move up. He's at third.
Yeah, it started outside and went even more outside when it
yeah,
got
that one
around home
bad.
Plate. It was even more than that catcher could
two
run
balls
down.
And a strike on Wyatt Benn.
He's stopped some pretty good
time called
pitches that were kind of a little wild.
I think the umpire's giving our catcher a break here, I believe.
Oh, yep.
He took a thump in there.
Yep.
He's stretching her out a little bit. I think he's going to
wonder
be
what
right.
he was going to do now. I just went after you said that. I saw the catcher. Yep, that's how you do stuff. And the catcher's going to go talk to Coach Dorner a little bit.
Make sure he's all right. I guarantee you, freshman, he's going to say, "I am fine." Let me back in this game.
But, you know, you don't want to push him because well, I guess they don't have a tournament game until Friday, so it's not
he's
the worst thing in the world if he would take tomorrow off or something. So I don't know if they've had other guys catching from time to time. You know, the only time, I think the only game was a week or two ago when we didn't have Marcus behind the
he's pretty much plate. The whole year.
And Riggs was
Wyatt
our
Benn, two balls,
backup.
One strike.
He did the whole
here's the
thing
pitch.
Last year.
Wyatt with a buyout. It's going to be a base hit into right field and an RBI for Wyatt Benn. Big hit.
Yep, flared
big
one over,
out hit.
Over the first baseman.
Flared
and
it right into right field for a base hit.
And it landed
beautiful.
In front of that right fielder. Yeah, they flared two of them to Riggs last inning, and that one was not hit as far.
Nope.
And,
that makes it 2-0 Indians.
Could not get to it.
Good add-on.
There we go.
Let's keep it going. Brock Deuce is your hitter, third baseman. Brock, that went right off the umpire.
That one fouled and right square in the middle of the umpire's
now the catcher's
going to
give him a break.
Yeah.
The catcher says, let's take a break out here. Let the umpire relax.
I'd say if the concession stand was open, we could maybe call timeout and everybody go get popcorn and come back in 5 minutes because catcher and umpire
taking doing a pretty good job there. They're both laughing at each other. Your turn, my turn.
He didn't flinch much.
No.
That hit solid.
Pretty good one. That's a strike. No balls. One strike. Brock Deuce, your hitter. Wyatt Benn down at first, leading off. Pitch popped up. Center fielder coming in hard. Left fielder coming across. Center fielder's got it to end the inning. But in the inning, the Indians get one run on two hits. After five complete, makes the score 2-0, Indians.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back here for recovery. Salina Bulldogs. Indians got a good old good one going on here. 2-0. Fort Recovery leading. It's been a pretty good, well-played game today. Not too many errors.
Yep, and guys are swinging, trying to make things go the way they want them. And
yep. First hitter for the Bulldogs will be the catcher, Nick Steinbrenner.
Yeah, it's good the if it's that game that, you know, really doesn't mean anything to anybody, just getting some batting and pitching in.
Yep.
Let's just go at it.
But you still want to play good, isn't it? And
yes.
They're doing a great job, yep. Both teams, actually. Yep.
We made a couple of base running miscues, got yep. picked off, but
other than that,
that's from aggressiveness. And
had about three sacrifices. That's been good.
Yep.
I'm glad to see that.
A couple of them off the plate for Wyatt, so down two balls and a strike to,
you are correct.
To Steinbrenner. High.
A little high. 3-0.
Off of Marcus's glove.
All right, Wyatt, you got to battle back again. One at a time.
Well, last inning, he had a guy down, or he was down 3-0, and I think he ended up, at least went to full count, and I believe I don't think we struck him out, but I think we popped him up, maybe.
Strike inside corner.
Yep. A little
3-1.
It was inside, a little bit of a delayed call, and Steinbrenner was going to hit the first base.
He thought it was ball four.
Yep. Took the umpire just a split second to call it. Says he
maybe fouled
says
that
he
off.
Went.
Yeah, I think he did. Full count. Battling back again, Wyatt. Don't give up. Put one right there where he can hit it. No. Ball four. That's a base on balls for Mr. Steinbrenner. Dylan Feaster is your hitter. Dylan 0 for 2.
Let's keep him that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's been hitting the ball pretty well all spring. Cold days, warm days, seems like you look in the paper and he's always in the paper.
Steinbrenner, pretty good lead. There's the pitch, way high. Ball one. Xander Jones on deck for the Bulldogs. Throw over to first. Not in time. All right, Wyatt. Got to focus back in here. Here's the pitch.
Down
a little out. 2-0. The Feaster.
So, Harold, what are you thinking tomorrow against Delphus?
Oh, I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think so, too. We underestimated them at the beginning of the season.
Well, cause I think they had everybody did.
They haven't had a good season in 2 or 3 years.
Been a while, yeah. Who would have thought
and
they
were? And we kind of thought they were going to be maybe a 5-15 team, and they
Ball
it turned
inside,
out they were much better
four.
Than that. I think at one point they were 6-0 in the MAC and
yes,
beaten
they were.
A couple of pretty good teams. And you know, as the season went on, we thought, well, maybe we did lose to a pretty good team. So
yeah, I think so, too. What? Walks first two players, and mm-hmm. Coach Ike's going to come out and talk to him.
Yeah, let's see what happens here.
I don't know if we're going to do any switching or moving.
Doesn't look like
or?
He's asking for the ball, but we'll see. So
see what he thinks. Yeah, I think the first time we played them, they beat us 7-3. But
yeah.
We had, I think, if I remember right, Jack pitched that game, and he struggled the first inning, but he
yep.
had a couple balls hipped to him. Back at him,
oh,
and he
yeah.
couldn't make the play. And
yeah.
they were big plays, too.
Yep.
I think they ended up scoring some runs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just
yeah.
the, just like you were talking yeah. about before, you know, the ball bounces right at him, or you hit the ball right at him. And
yep.
this just happens to be just outside his glove a couple times. And so,
yeah, we
know.
Thought we lost to a very mediocre team, but
yeah.
it turned out we lost to a pretty good team.
Well, yeah, you know, they came down to the last game of the MAC against Coldwater.
Yep.
They
yep.
would have could have shared the MAC title with Coldwater, but Coldwater
yep.
did beat them. But
now
that's how good they ended up being this
I
year.
I think somebody else beat them after that in one of the makeup games. I think they ended up 6-3, but
yeah.
but still they were much better than we were anticipating.
All inside,
but you
well,
know,
I'm struggling a little bit right now.
Our bats are a lot better than they were any time during
Absolutely.
The season until
yeah.
a couple of
yeah.
About a week or so ago. So
yeah, and the pitching's been good, so it'll be interesting. It'll be a fun game.
Mm, inside again.
Ooh, that's
come on,
a
Wyatt.
Lot of balls thrown.
Yep.
That is.
I'm going to say if he walks this guy, he's through pitching. But
yeah, I think he'll be done.
That it's one's close. Outside.
He's trying to aim it now. He's got 3-0.
Yep.
Got to come back here.
Two on, nobody out. First two guys walk here in the sixth inning. We don't want to.
Yeah, we played five. What did we play? Four games? Five games last week?
Five. Five and
games
6 days.
Last week, so I'm sure we're thin on pitching. There's a strike right down. Nope, ball four.
Yep.
That's about eight balls he's in through. A row. Actually, that's nine balls in a row. He's handing the ball away.
Yep. Did he even throw a strike in there?
I think he might have thrown one. First guy he did, actually, yeah. Steinbrenner, he battled him 3-2. But
looks like Brock's going to be our pitcher soon.
Yep.
Yep. Let's take a little break.
Take a break, huh?
Yep. Yep.
We'll be right back.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Jay County Civic Theater is presenting their production of the Disney musical Moana Jr. June 9th through 12th, Thursday through Sunday at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. This great show for the whole family will feature cast members from all around the local area. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland or online at myartsplace.org. Presale tickets are $8 for students and $10 for adults and $2 higher if purchased after Wednesday, June 8th. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's local production of Moana Jr. coming up June 9th through 12th at Arts Place in Portland. 7 p.m. shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2. Get your tickets now at myartsplace.org or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
We are back here at Norby Metzger Field. We got a little jam here for the Indians. We got top of the sixth. We got three guys walked. First three guys walked. We got bases loaded. Nobody out. Jack Hassan, your hitter, had a base hit his first time up. Looks at a pitch outside. Ball one. Brock Deuce takes over for Wyatt Bend. Putting Brock in a tough situation here. Let's see if he can battle out of it.
Yep.
We're in on the corners. And
ooh, that was inside. Made
we're
him
back
jump.
In the middle looking for a double play. The shortstop and the second baseman.
Left-handed batter.
Wasson hit a, what did he? He had a sharp shot to shortstop last time, huh?
That one's inside.
Three balls.
Well, we can't find a plate.
We are struggling to find that play right now. I got to make them hitters here. That is high, ball four.
Wow.
This is not pretty. And not swung the bat and scored a run.
Four
makes
walks.
The score 2-1. Four walks in a row. They say walks will come back to haunt you. I think that's going to happen here.
This might be really bad.
Yep.
We have four walks in a row.
Zach Grieber.
And nobody out.
Is your hitter. Ground ball right at the third baseman. He can't make the play, though. He's going to have to go to first with it. He got an out. Another run will score.
After he got that, he might have been able to.
It was going
to
be close
to beat
home.
Him to third, but that might not have
made it.
And he could have. I don't think he had a chance to get him at
he
home.
He just needed to come up clean with that. Then he could have came home with it.
Now he was playing in, and it was a sharp hop. So
that's the reason
it's tough
why.
Play, but
they're wanting
still.
To come home here. But
yep.
Same thing, same defense.
So we're
in
tied up.
Corners again. Here's a pitch, shot foul down the third baseline.
Yep. But we do have an out now, so.
We have one out, that's
right. Let's turn a double play and then go get some runs.
Okay, so we got Brady Steinbrenner as a hitter, and it hit him in the back.
Plunked him.
That's not good. That loads the bases back up again. Hit the pitch.
Allstetter now.
Carter, Allstetter, your hitter. So it's a 5-3, one out. Base is still loaded. One away in the inning. Carter, Allstetter, your hitter. Here's the pitch. Strike one. That's better. Let's get ahead.
Bulldogs everywhere, and Brock, you need to bear down. And
boy, strikeout would be big here.
Oh, yes.
A little low.
A little low. Not
evens it up. One ball, one strike.
Too bad. Come on, Brock.
Got to help him here, D. Right back to the mound.
Little dribbler. And he throws it to home. Would have been in time, but it was high and away from Marcus. He could not hang on.
Couldn't quite get a hold of it. Things are not going well right now in the sixth inning. That's the third run, and they've yet to hit it out of the infield.
Yeah.
That brings the number nine hitter, Blaine Aller, who has a base hit.
I believe we would have had him at home.
Yeah, we've had two balls that we didn't pick up
we
clean.
We easily had him if Brock had picked that up.
He had a shot at double
play. He got in a hurry. He was throwing it before he had it in his hand. So.
Yep, throws a little wild, and Marcus couldn't get it and went to the fence.
First pitch outside,
base
ball one.
Still loaded.
Still only one out.
Well, he's actually gotten two ground balls exactly what he wanted, but couldn't field either one of them. Foul ball down the line.
Yep, that's right.
One ball, one strike.
Yep, one over at third base that Wyatt didn't field cleanly.
Couldn't field his, and Brock couldn't field his clear. They're both come up clean. We've got two outs right now. Maybe three.
Yep, should be three. Well, that would play different, I guess. But
whoa, he pulled that one foul.
Yeah.
That one might be at my house.
That might.
Yeah. It might be in my house.
Go home, they'll be sitting in your driveway three blocks away. Yep. He pulled that a long way.
He did pull that straight. Ball outside. Evens the count at two balls, two strikes. One away in the inning. Bases still loaded. Three runs in.
Strikeout or a pop-up would be pretty good.
There's a swing and a miss. That's what we were looking for.
Yep, that was good. That helped.
Okay, swinging. Second out of the inning. Back to the top of the order.
Now we're back to two outs. So
Quinn,
we just need to get
Andrew wanting to help himself here.
The easy out here.
Ground ball right to the third baseman. He's going to take it to the bag himself, unassisted. But in the inning, they get three runs on no hits.
Ouch.
After 5.5, Salina takes the lead 3-2.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Yep.
Hey, we're my back fault. At her. That was a tough top of the six for the Indians. But we got to come back and get the lead back
here. Yes, we do.
We're down 3-2. And we're going to send the top of the order.
Top of the order is a good place to start.
It's always a good place to start. We got a new pitcher on the mound.
New pitcher for the Bullfrogs.
Dylan Feaster.
Yep.
Looks like our guy.
Yep. He's
a few position changes for the Bulldogs.
Good-looking right-hander, and if I remember right, his pitching was also pretty good besides
pretty
his
hard,
hitting.
Yeah, he looks like he throws pretty
He's,
hard.
He's just a good player. And there's those all up and down the Bulldogs lineup.
All righty. Ooh, give up three runs on no hits. That's not good.
Yep.
Four walks, one hit by the bat, hit by the pitch. Whew.
Yep. Gave them all of those runs.
Gave every one. Every one of them's on.
And like you were saying off the air, we had two balls that weren't played correctly and could have gotten us out of
without a run.
One basically. Or two runs and probably all three. So Feaster looking in at Troy Homan.
Troy Homan leading off. Troy takes outside, ball one. Troy on the night. 0-2. Flied out. The left field, his first time up. Struck out swinging. Second time.
He's usually pretty good
third
at getting on base.
Charm.
So time to get on there.
Ball high.
Time to go score that
2-0.
Tying run.
Absolutely. Let's get him around.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Davey.
Guppy's in the house.
He's got barn burn.
Yes, we do. We had a pretty good, really good one going. Till the last inning. Swing and a miss.
We got three in the top.
Two balls, two strikes on Troy Homan. Yeah, they got three runs on no hits.
No.
Four walks, hit by a batter.
And two misplayed. And
two pretty easy
grounders.
Plays. Back should have went to home and maybe to first for a double play, but instead we bobbled them and didn't get nobody. We got, it says 3-1. I thought it was 3-2, but might be wrong. Definitely got three balls on him. Strike. Must have been.
Yep. So now it's full count.
Full count.
First batter of the top of the sixth. Bottom of the sixth, excuse me.
Landing post on deck.
We need to get.
Indians got
to
get one back.
Got to get at least one back.
Popped. Foul.
Probably out of play. Yep. So I'd like it to be where
battling.
I don't want to have to bat in the bottom of the seventh.
That
so let's,
be nice. Let's
get ahead here and then hold them.
That sounds like a great idea.
First thing we have to do is get Troy on.
It's always good to get the first guy on, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Definitely increases the odds. Who started pitching?
Boten did a great job. Four innings, no runs. Two hits. Ball four. We got Troy on.
There we go.
That's a good start.
Don't get picked off. They've had some pretty good pickoff plays.
Yeah, the catcher's pretty good. He's a freshman. He's Scotty Steinbrenner's boy.
Throws behind the runner.
Yep.
He's tough. He'll throw behind the runner. He threw Landon out at second by two steps.
And I think they also threw him out at second on that signal from the catcher and the second baseman went
over. Over to first, not in time.
Pitcher just threw it back and
had him
leaning the wrong way.
I don't know. Troy's pretty quick. Do you challenge this kid?
Yep.
Hope he'd like to get him in the.
I think you got to.
Well,
it's a big lead.
The catcher isn't going to surprise him now, I'm pretty sure.
Back. All right.
That's what happens. You get a runner on, get that pitcher a little bit thinking.
Work him a little bit.
Work him a little. Feaser, you going to get down here early enough to go to the game tomorrow night?
I told Neil I'm going to try.
Yeah, me too.
I'll give her a shot. The bunt down the first baseline. Foul. Mm. I like the idea.
Wasn't bad.
Strike one.
It's kind of a pop-up, but I don't. Even if it stayed fair, I don't
did
think
you
he
see,
caught it. But.
Did you boys see? I think it was the Angels. Might have not been. I watched a highlight pop-up to the pitcher on a bunt.
Nope.
Left it fall.
He left it fall?
Yep.
On purpose?
Yep. And then he went to third, and they went second, double play. See you later.
Easy. Throw over again. Not in time. Boy, Landon's been hot. I'd like to see Troy steal base.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yep.
It'd be nice to get him over to second.
Landon's 2-for-2 on the day today. Oh, it could be troubles.
No, he's in trouble.
Oop, got a bad hop, but a great play by the second shortstop. Hung him out to dry at second there. I don't know. He went to bunt it, missed it, and Troy was about halfway to second, and then you had to go on and catcher threw a BB down.
If he'd have gone back to first, he'd have been out.
Great play by the shortstop.
Might have gotten in a pickle and something might have happened, but he was done.
Bottom line, that wasn't the best base running right there.
No, we've had
several of those today.
Got to make sure they make contact.
Yeah, especially when you're a one-run game.
Yep.
Landon, two strikes on him, popped up.
Inside out.
I'll
get over his head. That's going to be tough.
Nice play by the left fielder coming
that
in hard.
That was really nice. Shortstop was there, and left fielder called him off, and he
flied
dove out of the way.
Seven. Two outs in the inning. That brings Kale to the plate.
Cale's been hitting the ball this week or the last week.
Cale hit one fly ball to right field. First time up right field, and made a nice play. And last time he had a great sacrifice to move the runners over. Cale get a start with two here.
Yeah, gosh dang, had that leadoff guy on, boys.
Got to get that bunt down, dude. It's just how important that is. At least you got him on second with Cale up.
Yeah, the throw down to second, actually, you're exactly right.
It was bounced. It was a great play by the, I think it was a shortstop, made a pick.
Yeah, it was a
it could have went by
tough hopper.
Shot down the third baseline. Oop, he got it. Stuck his glove out.
Yep,
he did get it.
That was about as messed up as they could have done it on defense.
Three and three outs, no runs. On one base on balls, we leave nobody on. After six complete, Salina Bulldogs lead it 3-2.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with a Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Welcome back to Norb Metzger Field, and Indians are taking on the Salina Bulldogs. Bulldogs scored three in the top of the sixth and now lead 3-2. Tomorrow, big game, big day for our softball and baseball. Baseball at Delphi St. John, you'll hear that here on Fort Recovery Radio. That starts at 5. At 4 o'clock, the girls will be playing Minster at Wapakoneta in the district semifinal. That'll be on WPGW, and when that game is over, they will join the baseball. They will start their baseball broadcast, which would be somewhere around maybe this time of the game, depending on how the baseball and softball games go. So softball and baseball tomorrow. Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio, softball on WPGW. And both of those games will be in the archives once we get back to town tomorrow night.
All right, here we go. Yeah, we got a pop-up here by Nick Steinbrenner, leadoff guy for the Salina Bulldogs. He's going to fly out to Landon Post at second base for out number one.
Yep, and remember, you need to get your tickets ahead of time.
Get them ahead of time.
They're $8, but if you get it after 2 o'clock the day of the game, it's $10. So you can still get them, but they're $2 more. It's OHSAA.org/tickets.
All right, that's going to bring Dylan Feister to the plate. He hits first pitch ground ball over to Landon. Landon scoops it up, fires over
Landon
to Kendrick.
Busy down there.
Two up, two down. Supposed to be getting them all here in the first, in the seventh inning.
Might as well make him three for three.
Three for three would be good.
That's going to bring, looks like Xander Jones coming to the plate, sophomore. For the Bulldogs, they got us first game of the year, and gosh dang, we could have split with them here, it sounds like, if we would have just
give him one,
hung on a little bit.
Yep.
That pitch on
one
the
ugly inning
here,
we would be on our way home right now.
How about the Reds? No hitting the Pirates and getting beat.
How does that happen?
It's magic.
Honestly.
Well, honestly, we just gave up four runs without a hit, too. That's true.
Exactly right.
Or three runs, I should say.
Comes a 1-1. That's swung on. Looks like it's going to head out towards right field. Riggsy's going to have
it's
a play
hanging
for it, I believe. Riggsy goes over and makes
a
nice.
He made a great catch.
Nice
yes,
stab there. Caught it in the web. Three up, three down for the Bulldogs. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. The Indians need one to tie this puppy up.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Welcome back to Norm Metzger Field here at Fort Recovery. Indians down a run, going to the bottom of the seventh to the Salina Bulldogs.
Let's go.
Feaster, I believe, still on the mound. And I didn't get finished with the tournament stuff, so I'll just, if the guys win tomorrow, we'll play on Thursday at either Lima Perry or New Bremen. They'll be playing at the same time tomorrow. And softball, if we win against Minster, we'll play on Friday at Wapakoneta versus the winner of New Bremen and Lincoln View. So girls would play on Thursday or on Friday if they win. Boys would play on Thursday if we win tomorrow.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
And between WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio, all of those games will be on the air.
You bet your bippy. All right, that's going to bring Marcus to the plate. Marcus coming in here. Looks like he scored a run in the second inning. Had a base hit come around to score.
Yes, he did.
Been swinging that bat sweet.
We need to get that leadoff guy on, boys. Here we go.
Get us started here, Marcus.
One ball, no strike. Here comes that second pitch. That's outside and low.
What a look. Attaboy, anyway. Well, we need runners here, don't we?
Yep. I'm surprised they're going to let this young man in there. Of course, I don't know how many pitches he pitched.
Not very many.
He came in the sixth, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I copy.
Yeah, there's another one that started.
Yep. Oh, I heard Neil say Feister's still in there, so I assumed he...
Ball.
That was inside.
3-0. Three.
Taken all the way down to 14.
I would sure think so. At least one.
He is an absolute run we need.
We got to get him on. A little pressure on the pitcher.
Grounds the plate. That's going to be a strike on the black on the outside edge.
Yep. Had to know he was going to try to throw it across the plate and had to know Marcus was going to take it. So here we go. Find that gap.
Marcus.
Here comes 3-1.
Bitch.
Fastball, shot. And that's going to be right. Shot over at the first baseman. He makes an easy move, and that's a caught line drive.
Right at him.
Out number one, and that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Yeah, Marcus, sir, he hit that baby on the screws.
He hit it on the button.
Just happened to hit it right where they are.
Right where they are. It's not good.
Hit him in the glove.
Let's hit somewhere else.
Let's go, Riggs. Get it going.
Come on, Riggsy.
So Riggsy stepping in. And it's down to their final two outs here in the bottom of the seventh, trailing 3-2. First pitch across the middle for a strike. Well, I'll tell you what, nothing more gives you a bad taste in getting beat on mistakes.
Ugh.
It's for sure. That pitch a little low, good at 5-12.
Walked three straight guys. That was a killer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might have been four straight. Was there something in between there? We did walk in and run somebody.
Yeah, we hit one guy, too. Oh,
there's a strike on the inside.
Riggs thought it was, too.
Yeah, Riggs got it backed up a little bit. One ball, two strikes now.
How am I supposed to hit that?
Let's go, Riggs.
That would have been a definite jam job.
No doubter.
Now he's got to protect. Uncle Charlie.
Shot up the middle.
There we go, Riggs. He's been hitting the ball so well.
He was sitting on that curveball all the way, and he drove it right up the gut for a perfect base hit.
That's a great piece of hit.
Right back over Feaster's head, right across second base.
Well,
here we go, boys.
Take a chance of stealing here.
Yep. We haven't had a good record today, but.
Again, we got Riggs.
He's got a good arm. I think he almost got to hope for a couple hits.
Looks like the Indians got one.
Pretty good lead for Riggs. And he's going back.
Four, five, six hits so far for the Indians. Two runs on six hits.
Yep. Hit the ball pretty good.
Yep.
Like I said, we've had a couple times we got picked off, and that hurt a little bit, but maybe you could make it all better right here.
Find a gap here.
Wait a look. Down. Attaboy, Kendrick. Kendrick going to get an inside
pitch. What's Kendrick done today? He's been hitting the ball well. What's he done today, Cappy?
Kendrick Wendell looks to me like he has had a base hit in the second inning, probably drove in a run, and then had a sacrifice last time up.
Yep, he's been doing well.
Popped up.
That one's popped up out of play.
Ooh. All righty. He liked that pitch. Just missed.
He's capable of putting one toward the fence in between a couple of guys out there.
The old purple monster would look nice seeing an old ball fly over it.
Oh, that'd be pretty good, too. And we could all go home.
That'd be super groovy.
That'd be really cool.
One ball, one strike, one out. Aces Wild here. Bottom of the seventh inning.
Come on.
Here comes the pitch. That's swung on. It's pretty good.
It's
going to be a right fielder coming in, making a can of corn. So now we got two outs, folks. We're down to our final out.
Is this Alex? Yep.
Yep, Alex Deuce.
That's going to bring our shortstop, number four, Alex Deuce, to the plate.
Be a hitter here, Alex.
Alex has a sacrifice, and looks like he popped out to the first baseman last time up.
Yep. Well, I'd say Riggsy might take a chance.
Yeah, because with two outs, we got to get him at second base.
Somehow we got to get him in scoring position.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I'll be okay if Alex just splits that gap out left center.
For a lead.
Back again.
Alex has been in and out of the batter's box four times.
So we had a guy picked off at first and second tonight?
We had second, third.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep.
The line's taking a little line outside.
Anyway, Alex, anyway, buddy.
Well, I would say Coach Young's thinking the same thing you saw, Fee, and kid's got a cannon.
Yeah.
He threw Landon out. He's probably going to throw anybody out. But
yeah, Landon had a pretty good jump, too, and he had him by an easy step.
Well, I don't remember if this was a young man that caught the first game or not. I have to go back and
yes,
see.
He was.
Said he was hurt.
Yeah, he did catch that first game of the season.
Swinging a miss. Throw down to first. Riggsy back there.
Because I remember thinking, same situation we were last year, freshman catcher to start the season.
Okay.
And Scott Steinbrenner's son, and pretty good. He's shown throughout the season why he belongs back there.
All right, here comes the 1-1.
1-1.
Another throw over to first.
Why don't you throw one over his head one
time? I was just thinking the same thing. Our best chance of getting him down to second might be a bad throw over the first.
Down in the dirt.
Wouldn't hurt me.
Scoot away.
There's a bit.
First baseman trip over the
back. There he goes. Here comes the throw down to second. He dead meat.
Dead meat.
Absolute perfect throw down to second base. And Riggs goes down.
I think he got a pretty good jump, and that guy had him by a step and a half.
Yeah, that was a great throw.
Great throw by Steinbrenner.
That's off to that young man. That's pretty good arm right there, just like Fee said. So
he has a cannon.
Riggsy goes down there from 2-4. I think second baseman covered that for this third out of the inning. That's going to do it for this ball game. Indians fall 3-2. We'll be back for a quick wrap-up here in just a bit. And we'll bust a move, get ready for tournament ball starting tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yep. B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here, wrapping things up here. Salina Bulldogs come over to the fort tonight, take on the Indians. Just a kind of a tune-up game, I would call it. Just,
yeah, I agree.
Get ready for postseason, and Indians came out, and obviously I missed the first big part of the game. Fee did that, and
boy, it was good. It's a tale of one inning.
Yeah,
is what it is. One inning.
Pitched a great inning, and then things kind of fell apart. We walked a bunch of guys. Indians scored 2 runs on 6 hits. And the bad thing is the Bulldogs scored 3 runs on 2 hits.
2 hits, yeah. So four innings, really nice by Bo Tin. And then Wyatt Benn actually came in, gave us a nice 5th inning, and then he could not find a plate in the 6th inning. Walked first 3 guys, and then it just got uglier after that.
Well, you know, we had the same thing. What game was that, Spencey, where Wyatt came in? He got 1-2-3, and then – oh, Walpaw.
Yep.
We played Walpaw. And he came in and set the side down in the top of the 1st inning, and then he went out back out there in the 2nd inning, and same thing.
He wasn't pretty after that.
No, he started having control issues.
Control issues are bad.
So hopefully that young man gets that figured out, because we're going to need him for sure.
Absolutely.
But
the big day starts tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow is Delphus St. John's. Our first sectional game will be the sectional semifinals at 5 o'clock. FRR will be broadcasting. If we win, we'll play Thursday at the winner of Lima Perry or New Bremen. We'll broadcast that also. Softball also is going to be playing tomorrow night against Minster at Wapakoneta. The district semifinals, 4 o'clock start, WPGW will be broadcasting.
I was just going to say, why are they at Walpock, but they're in districts?
They're one ahead of us. So we also, if we win that one, we play the winner of Wapakoneta versus New Bremen, or New Bremen and Lincoln View is who we'd have.
Yeah, we'd be playing again at Wapak. Yeah, the girls would be.
And for the one last time, the tournament tickets are $8. If you get them before 2 o'clock, you got to go to online, OHSAA.org/tickets. $8 if you're before 2 o'clock. If it's after 2 o'clock tomorrow, it's going to cost you $10 to come see the game.
Yep.
But for God's sakes, get out there and watch these boys.
Yeah,
they
let's get a big crowd out there, because they've had a pretty good season. And
they sure have.
We've played some really good ball. And
this is going to be a great game. Yeah, I mean, this is two even teams going at it. That's kind of why
I'm pretty excited.
Harold and I had talked about it earlier. You know, we didn't think they were going to – that Delphus was going to be that good this year. We were very disappointed to lose to what we thought was a mediocre team early in the season. Turns out they were a really good team. And we did pretty well against them early.
Well, we need to come out and get on top of them early and not try to come back, because it's not the easiest thing to do, especially in a tournament. You start to choke up a little bit.
Yeah. It's a little tough for you. Absolutely. That first game was 7-3, and that don't mean nothing. That first game don't mean anything,
because
both teams are going to be going out. You're going to have their best pitcher on the mound, I'm sure. We will, too. I'm sure Troy's going to throw for us.
I would say Troy, and then probably Alex Deuce would come in relief.
Alex Deuce in relief, I mean, I'd say let's go Indians, huh?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get the purple and white on the roll here. Let's go.
Yep.
All right, for us three here at the booth, I guess unless Spencey's got something else to talk about, we're going to shut her down here for the end of the Monday night baseball game. Salina Windsor, 3-2 over the Indians. We'll be back tomorrow night, tournament time.
Yes, sir.
See you then.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.